You're listening to SBS News.
Rod, the IPO price, $2.16. You closed at $2.40 today on the first trading day. You must be happy?
Yeah, we're happy. But, I think, I don't spend my life. I taught myself not to spend my life looking at share prices. It's really about what we do each and every day to improve the value of this business. And, we'll take a longer term view than just the one day.
How are the lockdowns affecting your operations and trading, I guess, compared to your prospectus forecasts?
Well, we would prefer not to have lockdowns, but they are what they are. They're unexpected. We've made appropriate adjustments to deal with the lockdowns appropriately. We still believe that based on the information at hand, that we'll continue to meet the forecast that we've provided for this half of the financial year.
You operate at that discount end of the market. Given the lockdowns, are you seeing a change right now in consumer buying habits? I mean, are there any signs of consumer stress?
I think confidence is always impacted by uncertainty. We're a business that sits at the value end of the marketplace, and in some cases we actually benefit from that uncertainty as a consequence of the value prices and product that we bring to the market. We would obviously be preferring to operate in a marketplace with greater certainty and greater confidence.
The threat of extended lockdowns, particularly in Sydney, from an economic perspective, do you think there needs to be more support, more government support, and in what form?
Look, I think the government's done a very good job up till now, and by that I mean, now we've got a situation where there is a high degree of uncertainty rolling out as a consequence of what's occurring in Sydney. I think that there are sectors of the market that are under significant levels of pressure, they need to be those areas of the market that need it the most should be supported appropriately. We are a business which is in good shape. However, it doesn't take long with the type of employee base that we have and the expenses that we run within our business for that to change. We see that we can weather it for a period of time, but if it was to extend for a period of time which doesn't have an end point, then that would be very concerning for us as well. But I do believe that there are many, many small, medium-sized businesses in sectors which have been completely decimated that do require ongoing support by the government.
And by ongoing support, does that mean reinstating JobKeeper?
I think that's a good step. Job security for thousands and thousands and thousands of people, I think, is essential. This is not something that has happened of their own fault. This is something that's been foisted onto them quite unexpectedly. This view that people should be prepared for these types of outcomes, I think, is not reality. If it starts there, then I think that's a positive outcome for the economy, and I think that would take significant pressure off a lot of people who are wondering how they're going to make ends meet.